Mr. Holloman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was sitting here talking to Rose, you know, about this thing, and she made a point that may be worth considering. One of my judgments on the Andrews thing, of course, was the thing on the way back from Russia, which was a hell of a pressure cooker deal. But she says that Ray worked, well, really did an enormous amount of work with Andrews on that, and they worked very well together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my view is, I mean, I don't know whether it might be a good idea to have Ray and Andrews come up, if you like, and they might use them both. What do you feel about it?
I think it's really what you're most comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because
that's what I'm comfortable with, yeah.
The only point of having him up here is to,
yeah,
to bounce off you or give you what you need, because other than that, they can do it down there.
Yeah.
It's easily that.
Yeah, well, you've got more of a philosophical problem with Ray. I mean, he's naturally, which on this I really can't really argue with people about. I mean, I'm just not interested in their philosophy. I mean, the other things I could, but,
yeah. Well, we can certainly make that point to him, though, and, you know, just...
No, it isn't. I didn't write to do that.
I mean, oh, sure. I mean, make the point that we're past that point, and it's now down to trying to put together the...
Yeah.
There's the advantage that Ray can work the rest of the crew if there's, you know, like if you want any output from Bakshian or anything else that... I alerted Andrews, but I can call him off. Or you'd want both of them, that was your thought?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Just thinking a minute here. Well, I'll tell you what. It's in the stage at this point that I'll just use Andrews for tomorrow, at least, you know what I mean? Because I just don't think I'll have a hell of a lot done up to this point.
Okay.
And then when I get to a point where I've got it in further shape along, then I'll have Ray come up too.
Okay.
That's what I'll do.
Okay.
You might tell Ray to stand by for perhaps Saturday, you know?
Okay. Will do.
And then he can be then in Washington and be available to...
Yeah.
He can dig the facts out and so forth there. And
right.
I can be here to do some... Because I got to do just some general organizational stuff and so forth at this point. But I think Ray ought to be up at some point. I think it's not a... Since they do work well together.
Well, they do. There's no question about that.
They seem to sit around and kick things around, don't they?
Yep.
And Andrews has the speed, and, you know, Ray will...
Yep.
Ray has the
judgment and all that.
He's got the judgment.
I think he does a lot of polishing on John's
stuff.
Well,
he's got more eloquence
than
Andrews. You see, he's more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a pretty good team. Well, I don't know. Maybe we should have him. Well, I think the best thing to do is to let Ray come up the next day. In other words, have Andrews tomorrow, because I don't know as I'll need anybody tomorrow.
All right.
And we'll have Ray come tomorrow. Have
Andrews
come tomorrow. Tell Ray that he can plan to come up about noon the following day.
Okay.
And we can do a little polishing around. Okay.
Sure.
I'm sure Ray is. Will opt for the. Soft approach, but you can have a little talk with him about it. I think that's not a bad idea, don't you think so?
Okay, sure.
And when he comes up,
right?
Because we really, you know, we people's input here that I just really can't, you know, get any other judgments at this late point as to which way to go.
Yeah.
Particularly the laundry list thing.